Hi everyone, it's Michael. I just thought I'd come on and give a little update to a few things what have been changed recently on the Sky on-screen system. This is obviously visual, and it's an accessibility enhancements what have come on in the last update. So within the options section, within where you've got planner and everything, planner settings, program guide, which is at the top of the screen, they've now got a new option within, if you find options and you go down to accessibility, and you've got things like subtitles on and off, audio description on and off, the existing things like highlight things what are in audio description, which is quite a good feature. So it's easy to spot which are audio described, and you've got a beep option for programs what are audio described as well. But what they've added is an increased contrast and font size. Within this, you've got four options. You've got the off, which is obviously normal. You've got on, which gives you increased font and contrast. And you can have font only or contrast only. What happens? I'm going to switch them both on now. I know this is obviously... I'm going to talk through what happens. If you switch them on, it inverts the colour. So you've got sort of dark blue on a white writing. So it's... if that's what you prefer rather than the white on blue, it gives a obviously better contrast there, and the font is increased slightly as well. Let's have a look how that appears. If you've got the normal on-screen banner, that has been increased in size slightly as well, and again it has the dark blue writing on the blue background, the white background. Just having a quick look as well, because literally it's just happened as we've come in. So I'm going to check as well if things like the forward wind and rewind are any different. So I'm going to pause. Oops. Right, it looks like for some reason pause and things aren't working on my Skybox at the moment. It's being awkward. So what I will do is I'll have a look at that and... hopefully, see what happens. I'm just going to pause this a second. Right, I've just had a chance to quickly check if it changed anything else on the screen as well, like the forward and rewind icons. They're exactly the same as they always were, but it just gives an easier-to-view option for anyone accessing the channel guide. So I hope that helps, and you enjoy watching your Sky, and hopefully other improvements will come before too long. Thanks. Bye-bye.